Finishing. This is the step that occurs after you have given up on hiding any more of your mistakes. There are a multitude of finishes and methods of application: varnishes, polyurethanes, oils, lacquers, shellacs, etc. I have multiple books about it that I really like by Bob Flexner and Michael Dresdner, but our needs are very specific at Offerman Woodshop. If we need to do something outside of our wheelhouse, like spray lacquer onto a massive oak slab table, we job it out to a professional finisher. Well worth the cabbage. In-house, we try to never alter the natural color of the wood, the idea being that there's nothing we can do to improve on what Mother Nature has already done so richly. I also prefer that my wooden creations feel like wood and not plastic, which is how some of the heavier protective finishes feel to me. For these reasons, we usually employ some blend of oil, linseed or tung, varnish, and sometimes beeswax. It's not the fastest way to the finish line, but hand rubbing an oil finish creates a glowing sheen that is like the glaze on a piece of pecan pie. Delicious. It also allows one to triple check for any missed indiscretions in the sanding or scraping department. The caveat is that an oil finish doesn't provide a level of protection as durable as a urethane or straight spar varnish. If we're making a dining table for a family with kids, or say, a horde of orcs, then we go ahead and sheathe the top in an armored coating of polyurethane, but otherwise we just try and educate our clients in the loving maintenance of beautiful, natural oiled wood. In Los Angeles, there's a very healthy amount of commerce conducted by interior designers. These individuals can have great taste and be a gas to work with, or they can be total duds. The one thing almost all of them have in common, though, is a learned ambivalence for wood's natural beauty. And don't get me wrong, they are in the business of aesthetics, so they love the look of natural wood as much as the next cusser. They just don't care how it's achieved, or whether an ash slab is its natural blonde color or dyed bright orange. I'm not making a judgment, per se, it's just that our shop is not so into the orange ash. Designers like any of it just fine, so long as it serves their palate, but they don't think twice about asking us to discolor wood with stain or dye, or what's worse, bleach it. Bleach the wood, so that it fits the palette. We do it, but we're not smiling as we see the luscious pigment disappear from the wood's surface. Over the years, we've developed the habit of making up a set of finish samples for a client, so that we can all agree on the final appearance before burning through a considerable amount of material and person hours, only to discover that they didn't think it would be so caramel. We experiment with different recipes to offer our customers a choice of differing levels of sheen and saturation. Designers are dealing with a lot of elements, and they need the furniture to work in an ensemble. I get that, and I mean them no disrespect whatsoever. It's a great talent to be able to design whole rooms so that they look like works of art. I am probably so attracted to unaltered wood tones partially because I have no eye for design myself. My wife, Megan, did our entire house, soup to nuts, and it looks so incredibly good, I would think someone much handsomer would live there. Please don't give her any ideas. Of course, our favorite professional designers are the ones who create their palette around our work, because those are the rooms in which our furniture gets to be the leading lady. Whatever finish you choose, don't forget to educate your client about its proper care and maintenance. We always encourage the folks to run their hands over the surfaces, to sensate the handwork that we have lovingly inflicted upon their commissions, to get down and look underneath the table at the subtle details, which they can point out to their guests to indicate that this object has been made by a craftsperson, with her or his own two hands, with love and probably a little mirth.